From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There are nearly 700,000 Haitian immigrants in the United States, and their connection to family members in Haiti drives an entire shipping industry between Florida and Haiti. Used goods and supplies from all across the U.S. flow down the Miami River and onward to Haiti in what's known as break bulk shipping. It is a far cry from what you might see at the vast mechanized container shipping terminals in big ports like Houston or L.A. It's chaotic, labor-intensive, and cheap. It is also how a lot of people make a living and support their relatives. Rowan Moore Garrity spent time in Haiti and Miami studying this system, and he's written about it for Harper's. He joins us. Good morning, Rowan.
Good morning.
Can you describe for me the scene in one of these boats as a way to explain what break bulk shipping is?
Sure. So the Miami River is about 5 miles long, and all along it are these shipping terminals, which are basically just big blacktop kind of staging areas. And what you'll see if you go there is just this incredible variety of stuff everywhere. Fridges, stoves, ladders, wheelbarrows, produce, rice, beans, old mattresses, just kind of everything you can think of. And it all gets packed into these boats very meticulously by hand. So it takes 2 weeks, even 3 weeks to load them.
And this is all used stuff, most of it, right?
Most of it is. So obviously the staples like rice and beans are not, but a lot of it is stuff that's kind of filtered out of the waste stream of the American economy.
It's also something that creates jobs and living for a lot of people. Who is depending on this industry, if we can call it an industry?
Sure. So there are about 300,000 Haitians and Haitian Americans in South Florida, so Miami stretching north to Palm Beach. It's too much to say that everybody depends on this in the Haitian diaspora community, but certainly it has sort of tentacles throughout South Florida in some really interesting ways and even beyond. So there's many thousands who depend on this as something like their full-time works. But some people are really just sending, oh, I want to send a living room set to my cousin, and it might be the only thing I send for 6 months. So I may not be making a living. Maybe I work as an accountant or a school teacher during the day, but I still know it's there and I can sort of use my family or social relationships to tap into it as needed.
You wrote that it's hard to write about shipping to Haiti without writing about cocaine. Why?
Historically, Miami has been a really important stopover point for cocaine, headed north from South America, and all these boats come back empty. And it was only once I was in Haiti having done a lot of the reporting about the sort of secondhand goods side of things that I learned that the ship that I was watching being unloaded was purchased in 2016 at a U.S. government auction because it had been found on the Miami River a few minutes earlier with 2,000 pounds of cocaine in the hull.
Rowan Moore Garrity is author of Downstream, The Afterlife of American Junk. You can read it in Harper's. Thanks very much.
Thank you.